Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
If we are asking people to say something if they see something, it usually requires us to do something once that takes place. And not just be words. But what seems to have happened in the main mass shooting that we just witnessed this last week, it was exactly that. Many people had been warned. Many people have records, medical records, of the mental problems that Robert Card had, the man that's alleged to have been the main mass shooter. This seems to be a problem, obviously, that goes even deeper than just Robert Card. Obviously, we're going to start looking into the areas of what caused him to do this and why would someone do that. And that's all well and good, but in the end, there's no real sense to any of those answers because it's the workings of a madman. I think some of the question in this one needs to start going back to us in society, and I don't know the answer to any of this, is are we the crazy ones for allowing these people to exist the way that they do when they had been institutionalized? Him for 2 months this summer, which was not that long ago. We're talking just a couple months ago. Right. Having access to high-powered weapons, making terroristic threats to a Army Reserve base. Those, to me, seem like see something, say something, and they did. And somehow he's out there and able to fester and do what he's going to do. How much of a failure is this on society's part that we really need to start looking at rather than just being victims of it?
It is a massive failure. And this is one of my passions, having worked in the past with psychotic people, dangerous people who were having hallucinations, delusions, paranoid thinking, and had committed horrible violent crimes. And when not psychotic, they were very normal people, you know, because that's psychosis is indicative of a brain disease. And that's different from a psychopathic murderer, right? A psychotic person is driven by their brain that is malfunctioning. And so it's an illness. It's a biological illness. And people don't seem to have an understanding of that. And to spend 2 months in a psych hospital at this point, it's very rare to find a bed in a hospital for more than 3 days at this point. And so this shows this man was very ill. And so this is one that we could deconstruct and go back and who treated him? How was he treated? What was the discharge plan? What was the follow-up? We typically, if somebody gets in the hospital, which is rare, so many dangerous people are out there having these paranoid delusions and hallucinations, walking on the streets, living in homeless camps. We don't do anything until something really scary happens, typically. And then there's no aftercare that they're forced to participate in. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, because people that are mentally ill in this way with a brain disease, they don't realize that they're sick. Mm-hmm. And so they don't stay on medication. They don't stay in treatment unless they're mandated, unless they're assigned a case manager who follows up, who visits the home. And we need red flag laws, which, you know, some states have passed. Maine was not one of them. So that if relatives or neighbors or somebody has a concern about someone's mental status, the police can go out, do a welfare check, and then confiscate the weapons if these concerns prove legitimate. So we have a massive social failure. There are states that are now trying to create laws that mandate people with dangerous psychotic tendencies into treatment and that they would be assigned case management. They would be basically forced, I know this is controversial, but to take medication to calm down those psychotic symptoms so they don't harm themselves or other people. But this is, it's just a nightmare. And I see case after case locally and nationally when I follow the news of people who have murdered their children. People have done these horrendous things. And many times it's because they're psychotic. Mm-hmm. And if we did a better job of identifying psychosis, treating psychosis, following up on people after treatment, we would save so many lives. And 10 to 20% of these mass shootings are caused directly by someone's psychotic delusions. Now, the other percentage are psychopathic and they're not psychotic, and that's a different thing altogether. But still, we're talking about saving thousands of people, you know, all kinds of people, if we did a better job of dealing with psychosis. But the general public doesn't understand that hearing voices, having paranoid delusions, that this is a biological disease of the brain and it can be treated. Mm-hmm. But we have to do a better job at coming together as a society and creating an avenue that pushes these folks into treatment, because very often they're released after a hospitalization into custody of their family. The families don't know how to manage it. They don't understand it. And they may be saying, oh, well, we told him that the voices were just his imagination or the voices were in his head. That's not effective. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't work that way. And so, again, I wish we could do a better job of educating our legislators, because I think we often have people in government that create the laws and vote to pass the laws, but they don't understand the nature of severe chronic mental illness like this. And it's catastrophic. And then when we have ready access to weapons of war, as this man was a firearms instructor,
sure.
You know, I mean, it's miraculous that more people weren't killed. And, you know, we just cross our fingers that he's captured before more people are killed. It's just a nightmare.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.